June 1st, 2016. Hey everybody, David Gary here. This is the Daily Dave, and this is the first one of June. The first Daily Dave of June, and how are you? Welcome, we made it. Another month down, and another month begins, and we are off and running. We're off and running. Today, I'm going to keep it real simple, kind of keeping with the theme of the Leadership Minute video that I posted today. It's, basically it talks about things to give up to be a successful leader. Now, you just can't walk around thinking you're all it, because you're not. There's always going to be somebody better than you. There's always going to be somebody smarter than you. And most of all, there's always going to be somebody that people like more. It's just the way it is. That's life. But again, you can help yourself by not doing some things, by letting go of some things. And the thing I talk about today in today's Leadership Minute video is giving up your need to always be right. Yeah, there's no need. And as a leader, that's the best way. Because, you know, those individuals that always want to be right, well, you know what? They're bullies. That's it. They're not a leader. They never have been, never will be, never. They just are not leaders. They're bullies, plain and simple. If they always have to be right, well, guess what? They're wrong. It's just that simple. It really is. Because, see, the bullies are the ones that are always right. They demand it. And usually it's more of the, it's my way or the highway kind of people that are like that, that always are right because that's what they know. They know better. And, you know, when enabled, they are narcissists. That's it. And, you know what's worse is when you have two narcissists together. That's even worse. Like, ugh, that's crazy. But hey, that's for them, not for me, not for you, and not for any leader. You've got to admit that you know what your limits are, what your limitations are. You've got to let them know and not be afraid to tell people, look, that's beyond my scope. I cannot do that, but I can find somebody who can do that. I can find somebody who knows how to do that or knows about that. And that makes you a better leader because, for one, you admitted that you don't know everything. Two, you were not afraid to seek out somebody who does. And that, my friends, is a sign of a great leader because, again, you're not afraid to go to your resources. And that's usually somebody that's on your team. And that's a very good thing. Well, listen, everybody, this has been the Daily Dave for June 1st, 2016. Until tomorrow, have a great evening, have a great day, have a great morning. Wherever you are in the world, have a good one.